pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday morning. 251-343-0106. If you want to respond to anything, Leo, keep the pictures. Wow, that is a that is an old school Walkman right there. It's not the oldest Walkman I've seen in a while, but yeah, 251-343-0106. That is the question. Just asking if anybody has an operating radio in their home, not in your automobile, but you know, that you could listen to this this and the other quality programming on FM Talk 106.5. Should the internet stream suffer any problems? It's just more of a survey of I'm interested in. And we'll pass along the results as we get them. Anyway, enough of that. Still to come, Sean Ross joins us in about a half hour. But joining us now on the line, he is the official Democrat response of the Jeff Poor Show. And a lot to talk about here going on in Democratic Party politics in Alabama. But former Congressman Parker Griffith on the line with us. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. We're doing well up here in the North Country. We've had some good rain. The corn may not be 100%, but it's getting there, and it's a major change from 3 weeks ago when we were concerned about the about enough water. But we've had some pretty good rain, so the farmers are happier. Even the cotton guys are happier, and so we're doing fine up here. We still are enjoying politics, as you know. It's a never ending entertainment cycle, but we recently. Have heard from the Alabama Democratic Conference, which is a Joe Reed organization, who is going to try to control or take back the Democratic Party from what he had previous. And it's a great concern to us. I've been a Democrat that has for 10 years felt like we needed to get rid of Pelosi and turn our back on the National Party. And we have not demonstrated Democratic leadership that could adjust to change. As the National Democratic Party was turning its back on Alabama and its values and its traditions, our leadership here in Alabama was unable to adjust. There was no clarity. They did not challenge Democrats to change. There was no commitment. And therefore, the Democrats, the rank and file Democrats, have lost tremendous confidence in themselves and are wallowing in failure. And if there is no change in the Democratic Party, I'm talking significant change, then we are in for a political disaster. We are already rock bottom. And when you're rock bottom, there's never a better time to change. And hopefully we'll see some change. They're going to need to accept that the old saying, a wise man will change his mind, a fool never will. Right now, the Democratic Party is led by fools. And we're not wise. And the wise man will change his mind, a fool never will, applies to the Democratic Party. And we've got a lot of things to change and change our attitude. We can change our direction and change our ability to lead. We really are stuck on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. That's basically what our problem is. We are reliving the 60s and the 70s, a half a century ago. We have given our Democratic members an excuse to fail, to blame someone else. They have no accountability for themselves. They want to poke the finger at the opposition party. And in fact, the Democrats' biggest problem is Democrats. And if we want the solution to it, it's gonna be in America. That we hold up to ourselves. It is true, people are afraid of change. And it's a sad thing. I don't know whether your listeners know this or not, but I'm a board certified radiation oncologist. I trained to take care of the cancer patient when nobody else wanted to 40 years ago. And I have seen a reluctance to change in medicine that has cost us thousands of lives. And we in medicine reluctantly change. And I'm afraid that that's what's going on in the Democratic Party. But we're coming up on an ability to change. We're going to elect a new leader. Chris England, by the way, is a wonderful guy. He's too nice. He's just too damn nice. But Joe Reed, who controls the Alabama Democratic Conference, wanted him to fail and saw to it that he was unable to make the inroads that he needed to make or honor the promises that we made when he came in. Doug Jones, who has been a help, is now, I think, a great guy, was a good senator, but I think he's busy. He's busy in D.C., and we need somebody in the Democratic Party who is a revolutionary change agent who's not concerned about whether he has a future in politics, but is concerned about the core values of the Democratic Party. And the core values are not transgender rights. It's not gay rights. It's not LGBTQ. None of that educates a child or creates a job. That's distraction. It's decoy stuff. It's what the Far East or the Northeast and the West Coast wants to talk about. But we here in Alabama want to talk about education and why are half of our children getting out of high school unable to read a paragraph and tell you what it said. That's where we need to be. That's where the Democrats need to be. The Democrats need to be in the classroom. They need to be talking about reading and writing, fundamental, blocking and tackling, and we're off the subject. And we don't have the guts to confront. Whoever leads the Democratic Party needs to be on the road in every county all the time talking about what we need to change here in Alabama, and it has to come from the Democratic Party. And I don't want to say anything negative. Well, I do want to say something negative about the Republican Party. They're as stuck as we are. The Trump myth is dying hard here in Alabama. I mean, we've got a guy who was our previous president who is terminally ill, narcissistic personality disorder, can't get past it, doesn't give a rat's ass about anybody other than himself. And we still got devotees here in Alabama that worship him. So that's a Republican problem. That's not the Democrats' problem. That's not what the Democrats are suffering from. We as Democrats are suffering because we can't get past the Edmund Pettus Bridge. We can't get past reliving the past. And the past is the past, no matter how recent. And the past can slow you down if that's what you've got, if that's all you've got to say. And so we don't have leadership right now, and I'm hoping that come middle, early August, we may see whether there's a desire, whether it's never too late to be what you might have been.
Right.
And the Democrats really, they have the potential, whether they've got the will or not.
Let's grab a break in here, and we'll pick it up on the other side, because I want to talk about the potential new chairman and what you think of that. So please stay right where you are. Guys, we're going to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Say the same for me. I've done it many times. Somebody take me home. living on the road, my friend.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday morning. 251-343-0106. If you want to respond to anything you are hearing on this program, still to come, Sean Ross joins us here in just a bit, about a 15 minutes or so. But in the meantime, we're continuing our conversation with former Congressman Parker Griffith, the official Democrat response, by the way, of the Jeff Porch Show. The race for the new chairman, and you mentioned Joe Reed, and he's got his influence and clout out there, considerable clout, I think, in Democratic Party politics. Some of the names I've heard, Tabitha Eisner, I think she tried last time. I did not know Sheila Smoot was still around, but apparently that's the case. Josh Coleman, a Woodford aide. Brett Blaylock, AEA of fame, Tyler Davis. Let's talk about leadership, where the Democratic Party goes.
None of those names, none of those people, and some of those I know personally and are good people, none of those people are capable of change. They're going to come in with the same old rhetoric, and it's not going to make one bit of difference. Joe Reed will try to control the chair. He'll make every effort to control the chair. And if that's the case, then the Democratic Party will cease to exist as any kind of influence, a positive influence. And it will continue to lose good people, good young people who want to be public servants, will not run as Democrats. The biggest risk the Democrats can take is not taking a risk. They have got to take a risk now. They have got to put a revolutionary in that chair, someone who understands what it takes to change, who's got the energy, enthusiasm, who failed time after time after time and not lose their enthusiasm, because rebuilding the Democratic Party is going to take effort, time, confrontation, adversarial moments in the media, and it's what politics needs to be. Right now, the Democrats have got their tail between their legs, hiding in the bushes and blaming everyone else for their failure, and they don't want to take a risk on a change agent as Cher. And I think that's a shame. It is what it is.
Let me ask you, while I got you, who would you have in mind as that change agent if you had your way?
If I had my way, it would be me. But that's not going to happen. I could change. I mean, I'm a businessman. We've got a bad product. We've got bad messaging. I've rescued other businesses from near bankruptcy and brought them into the light, so to speak, of profitability. We can do the same thing with the Democratic Party. I don't think that I would be acceptable, because I don't think the attitude of many of those who will choose the chair don't want that sort of change that has to happen. I would be happy to assume the position, so to speak.
Well, you're a member of the executive committee. You won that tough election, right? Would you run just for kicks, or is this?
Well, I would run if I were nominated, possibly. I might be nominated. I don't know. I would not nominate myself. But if I were nominated, I would not turn the nomination down, but I would want to use that as a platform or a pulpit to make sure that we understand what it's going to take to be a successful political party. If you want to make enemies, try changing something. And the Democrats right now in Alabama are afraid of change, They don't know that they need to turn their back on the National Party. The National Party's already turned its back on them. It's what we need to do. There's an old Republican senator from Louisiana, a guy by the name of Kennedy, has a saying that says, if you want the water to run clear in the creek, you got to get the pigs out of the creek. And right now, Democratic leadership, the leadership, you know, I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm talking about the leadership. I'm talking about Joe Reed, and those like Joe Reed, are comfortable. They don't mind the failure. Joe Reed is an accomplished extortionist, and he does very well. You've got to admire him in the fact that he's year after year after year, he extorts money and tells them he's going to get turned out the vote, and he's been a failure. But he hasn't gone away, and he's right there now, trying to control the party. And I hope we don't let him do that, but he's there, going to make an effort to do it.
Well, you say stuck on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, but and that's one problem. But I think, to me, Democratic politicians in this state, they also got the baggage of having to deal with what's going on at the national level. Nancy Pelosi, and you had to run alongside of a lot of national Democrats, not just the woke issues, but it's just the personalities don't really seem to be very popular in Alabama either. What do you do there?
You've got to separate yourself from them. You've got to do what the West Virginia senator is doing in the U.S. Senate as far as how he's handling the Biden administration. We have to do that in Alabama. We have got to separate ourselves and say we are for health care. We're for education. We are not part of the National Democratic Party. We are an outlier. We are Democrats. We believe that the basic fundamental fabric of Alabama is a Democratic fabric. We don't believe that the Republican Party has the concerns that the average Alabamian has. We believe that they're using social issues, hot button issues, to control the population. And we need to be there with a message that says, look, okay, transgender bathrooms, LGBTQ, et cetera, doesn't create one job, does not educate a child. It's not doing anything for you. Let's get back to what good, solid Democratic politics is about. It's really what's grown Alabama. And we need to be able to say that message out loud. And for 10 years, I have been telling us to get away from Nancy Pelosi. From 10 years, I have been saying you cannot win an election if you are towing the National Democratic line. And we still have people who are acting as though a Democrat, a Pelosi Democrat, or a Cortez AOC Democrat can win in Alabama. It's ludicrous. And the refusal to change has put us rock bottom. And we've got to have the guts. As I said earlier, you know, the biggest risk the Dems can take is not taking a risk. If they don't take a risk, then they're done. If they put a Joe Reed person back in there, we're done. So I'm hoping that there are enough people out there that realize that the past cannot be a predictor of our future, because it's not bright.
Well, we just got like a minute here, but the change to me, the best way forward seems incrementally. You're not going to win a statewide office, but start winning at the local level. Start winning some of the legislative races, and then you build off of that.
Absolutely. It's got to be local. Mm-hmm. We got to start like the Irish started in Massachusetts. We got to take over the police department, take over the school system. Got to start at the bottom, work your way up. We've been failure, and we've got to know that failure is only a failure if it's final, and it's not final. We've got too much talent in the Democratic Party, and we can't allow these failed leadership.
Right. Congressman, we'll have to cut you off there. We've got to leave it there. But thanks for spending time with us this morning. We'll talk again soon.
Very good, Jeff. Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Be safe.
All right. Guys, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.